USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming, are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A volcanic eruption has taken place in the Canary Islands. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Thousands of people are evacuating from one of the Canary Islands in the Atlantic as a volcanic eruption has begun. The eruption on the island of La Palma has prompted local authorities to evacuate between 5 and 10,000 people living in villages near the mountain. Videos on social media show lava flows engulfing houses, though no injuries have been reported. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has reportedly postponed his trip to the meeting of the UN General Assembly to travel to La Palma to see the situation firsthand. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Three-time congressman and failed presidential and senatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke is planning to run for governor of Texas, according to a report on Sunday. O'Rourke recently paid for some state Democrat lawmakers to run away from Texas to prevent the passage of an election integrity bill that was eventually passed after the delay. Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has also been publicly flirting with the campaign since March. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
To put it into perspective, the Democrats' partisan $3.5 trillion spending package is roughly the same amount of money the United States spent on World War II, both the European and Pacific theaters. The taxation plans put forth under the Biden administration should have everyone concerned. Palm Beach County Clerk Democrat Joseph Abruzzo on Newsmax TV over the weekend.
Look, we're about to be we're close to $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. If we do not start taking corrective action to lower that debt, our dollar is going to be significantly hurt. And yes, absolutely. Get involved. Start talking, especially the Democrats, to their congresspeople to say, hey, I'm looking at this. I see some of the detail in the bill, and this is not good for myself or my family.
Politics makes its way into the Emmys Sunday night. Cedric the Entertainer continues the narrative of shaming people that choose not to get vaccinated.
Y'all vaxxed. You had to get vaxxed to come here. You know what I mean? I got vaxxed. I did not have a reaction like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend, okay?
Nicki Minaj calls out the shaming and raises the alarm on people putting their will on your personal choice. She reminds us in this time of confusion, my body, my choice.
You should be able to ask questions about anything you're putting inside your body. But don't y'all see what's happening?
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.